recommendation to the Planning Commission from the staff. And the changeable parts of these are 3 and 4. So based on a 1 or 2 bedroom glamping cabin, the maximum occupancy would be 4 to 6 people. Parking for each glamping tent, a total of four would be 2 parking spaces, and for 6 would be a total of 3 parking spaces. And then the other changeable item is number 10, which is wastewater. An on-site septic system would be upgraded or evidence the system is sized for the maximum occupants per the number of bedrooms with review or permit or new, with a new or upgrades made to the existing system. So this is the village of Bull Creek. This right here is Bull Creek. Low Road goes north, and I've shown the 2 parcels highlighted here. Of course, this is U.S. Highway 65. So here's the floodplain layer, because Bull Creek is a FEMA mapped floodplain layer. You can see it comes up to Low Road, but then it touches the very corner, the northeast corner of that parcel. And just zoomed out on that floodplain layer. This was provided to the Planning Commission by the applicant in your packet. And this was also provided and posted the property at this location. That was the entrance that I found into the parcel. And then again, I take a picture. This is looking back to the south on Low Road, and this is turned back and looking north. And at that point, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. Scott, I didn't know if I had a chance to present. I have copies.
Could
I?
You can.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Bradley Hershend, and I appreciate the opportunity to share about this. Thank you for your time this evening and your patience. I'm sure you sat through hundreds of these. This is my first time, and it is very interesting. So I'm requesting a conditional use permit for property that's been in the hands of 3 generations of my family. In the 70s, my grandpa Jack started a nonprofit called The Gift of Green on a small portion of that land. And his goal was to give away 1 million trees in his lifetime to combat the development of the Branson area with native tree species, planting them throughout the community. We called it the tree farm. I grew up across the creek from that parcel, and I remember swimming across the creek, climbing the hill, helping Grandpa plant seedlings of white pine and redbud. And then I have great memories from when my dad owned the land after that. We spent hours four-wheeling, hunting up on top of the hill. You'll see a photo of a deer stand that we had. After his sudden passing in 2018, my wife Kate and I sold what we needed to in order to purchase the property that held so many good memories for us. And our hope is to preserve the property in a way that we can share it with our growing family, have a spot for our kids and their kids to come play in the same creek and learn to love the Ozarks like I do and like we do. So the project, the idea is to build something with a small footprint that combines our love for the outdoors and hearts to be a good steward of the land and natural beauty of Bull Creek. We wanted to build a place we would enjoy to share with our family and friends and have the flexibility to build a full-time home up on top of the hill, which is not included in this request, when we are able to do so. So in the meantime, our hope is to just build 2 small glamping cabins to provide a space for friends and family to reconnect and just be able to share the same space with others who come to Taney County looking for the same thing with their families. So the cabin's pictured here, 14 by 20, 420 square foot with a loft. And they're a hybrid of wood, metal gables, and membrane material, similar most to a yurt, but they are permanent structures. And then they'll have private well, electric heating and cooling, and two septic systems, one for each one. So briefly, if you'd allow me, I just want to address some potential concerns I think might be important if I were in your all's role. And after talking to neighbors and friends, I'm sure you've seen a bunch of bad ideas and outside investors coming in who don't understand Taney County and why we like it. So I want to take that into consideration. So really briefly, this project is hopefully developed and managed with respect to our culture, values, and the neighbors on Low Road and across the creek and the natural environment. So they're both cabins will be built in a way that respects the privacy of the neighbors and preserves access to Bull Creek. And I will be the point of contact for the whole project. Any issue or emergency, I work full-time at the Silver Dollar City Foundation here in Branson. My wife and I live up in Ozark. She's a nurse at Mercy, so it was halfway for us. This project is not just overdevelopment trying to maximize profit, nor does the project take away from any limited existing permanent housing options, which I know is a big kind of pushback for nightly rental, as these are a unique project and not an existing home. My friend Kevin had a concern about glamping and being outside in nature and folks wanting to come and shoot guns and the things that some of us grew up doing here in Taney County. Obviously, my plan would not to permit that ever. I think it's really similar to when you rent a campsite up at Busick and they don't allow you to shoot guns outside and not permitting it. I think would be a law enforcement issue if someone was shooting guns without anyone's permission and endangering the neighbors. This project is going to contribute to land improvement and decrease pollution on Low Road. Since 2020, I've picked up three pickup trucks worth of trash on that south side of Low Road. I've even contacted the county about it. Folks are coming over there dumping trash and tires right off the road, right off that turn. And speaking with neighbors and having grown up there, a lot of that comes from it looks vacant, not a lot of traffic there. So my hope is not to drastically increase existing traffic, but a small increase in traffic would contribute to visibility and obviously maintenance, trying to keep it nice for folks who are coming. So that is all I have to share. I just want to say thank you for letting me present, and I'd ask what questions you have.
Do we have anyone signed up on this one? Yes, we have some. If you give them a chance to speak, sir. Where do you want to start? Who wants to be first? Here's a man.
I grew up right across the creek, where Emery Creek runs into Bull Creek. And that land has been in my family for a number of years.
Did you state your name, sir?
Jim Robertson.
Okay. I thought I might know you.
I think so. My parents chose to put the property in a trust for our use and my children's use and my grandchildren's use. We have lots of favorite swimming hole there. We have our fire pit there and a campsite. That's been our retreat for a long time. I grew up fishing there in Bull Creek, and that means a lot to me. My biggest problem we've had to date is people from the creek. They've stolen my John boat, stolen my canoe. They've robbed my wood pile and burned all my firewood. So people going up and down the creek don't always respect property owner's land. In fact, when Mr. Hurston lived there, his dad experienced the same thing. I can remember him talking to me one time, and he was saying, well, my property line's in the middle of the creek. How come these people are always on my gravel bar? Well, that is a problem. People are always on your gravel bar or on your shoreline there. My concern is if we have rental property right there across the creek, the creek's the draw. That's the reason why they want to be there. That's the reason why they're building right there by the creek. So naturally, whoever stays there, rents there, are going to find their way to the creek and then up and down the creek. So I think the effect will be greater than possibly anticipated. low road, you know, about half of it is you can't even pass a car on it. So I think there would have to be some improvement made there in order to utilize that. And there again, you know, it's a change. It's a change of use that goes against all the surrounding property. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Who's next? Back there.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hennessy. So just a question for you guys. So I know that Bradley has laid out his plans to put on two glamping sites. I'm really concerned about, accidentally setting a precedence for an increase in the number of sites. So I spoke to Bradley, but I just want to get clarification. If more sites were added to this parcel of land, would there need to be a reapplication?
Yeah, this is for two.
Yep. Okay. And then I've also talked to Bradley, but wanted to get some clarification. He does discuss in his plan getting a septic system, because I'm concerned about, you know, that being installed correctly, given that it is right on a stream. So would there need to be an inspection process that would have to be passed?
There is.
Okay.
And it has to build at certain specifications away from the creek. I know that. I did that for many years.
Okay. That's my questions. Thank you.
Good evening. As a former PNZ committee member, thank you for your service. I know how your nights can be long and arduous. I'm Kelly Anstad, and my husband and I, Danny, we live at 733 Low Road, which would be, I'm not good with directions, directly north of the projected property. We are the only full-time resident on the road. And as Mr. Roberts mentioned, that road is really not designed for business commercial. So we don't have really an issue with the glamping. Our issue is we know that there will be increased traffic. And what are the county's guidelines, procedures for addressing? Because I don't know, did my pictures come through?
Oh, did you email them to me?
I did once I got here in the building when I had service.
I'll see if I can find them.
Okay. Because the widest point of that road is just 16 feet 3 inches. And a good portion of that road just drops off. And the county does a great job of coming and blading for us, which we appreciate, but it is not designed for two-way traffic. And so with glamping coming, we need that road to be constructed in a manner that will handle two-way traffic. So that is really, if you've got the pictures, great.
They
we can.
No, they sure didn't.
Okay, it may just be that I'm still
well,
in a building.
Working on our email servers.
Oh, okay.
Off and on.
Yeah.
This last week.
So I tried to show. I tried to show with our the pictures that I sent Scott. Try to show what it was like with a dually truck, because obviously being glamping, we'll have people with trucks. It leaves you about 4 feet on one side. In my little Nissan car, you have about 6 feet on the widest part of the road. And then as you come in on low road, you'll make an S-turn. And at that S-turn, most of the